From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. Medical marijuana is currently legal in 30 different states. Next week, Missouri voters will find three different measures regarding the issue on the ballot. But as reporter Betsy Smith found out, some advocates and healthcare professionals disagree on what's best for Missouri patients.
Lonnie Kessler is walking through Moberly Area Community College with a bag of treats for his service dog, Orthros. Orthros has been helping with Kessler's seizures for 4 years, but Kessler says he needs more than a service dog these days.
The most imminent threat to my life right now is epilepsy, which no longer responds to traditional medications and treatments, which led me to reach out to several neurologists in an attempt to obtain a recommendation for the CBD program in Missouri.
CBD oil, or more commonly known as hemp extract, is currently legal in Missouri, but the program is very limited. Kessler was unable to get a CBD card, and now he's one of the most visible advocates for medical marijuana in Missouri, specifically for Amendment 2.
This isn't just because people want to get high, it's because people want to live a quality life.
Missourians have three different medical marijuana measures to vote on next week. Amendment 2 is sponsored by New Approach Missouri. It places a 4% tax on the drug, and the money would go to veterans and be regulated by the state. Another amendment, Amendment 3, proposes a 15% tax on medical marijuana, which is much higher than other states. Amendment 3 is almost entirely funded by Brad Bradshaw, a Springfield physician who wants to create a board to research presently incurable diseases. And then there's Proposition C, which proposes only a 2% tax on medical marijuana. It changes state law, but not the state constitution.
What Amendment 2 does is it really puts the power when it comes to healthcare decision making back in the hands of doctors and patients, where we believe it should be.
That's Jack Cardetti. He's a spokesperson for New Approach Missouri. He says legalization would open doors to alternative treatment options for patients like Kessler.
In my advocacy and in talking to my doctors, they agree that medical cannabis can be a beneficial, just no one is willing to write the recommendation. They're scared of losing their licenses, losing their jobs, and I can't blame them.
There are some healthcare professionals concerned about legalization. Dr. Van Stecker is a dermatologist in Rolla. He's written several articles for the Missouri State Medical Association's journal. The association is a group of about 4,000 medical professionals in the state. That's about a fourth of Missouri's active doctors. They oppose all three ballot measures because of marijuana's federal classification as a Schedule I drug and some other concerns. One of these concerns is the lack of THC regulation. Stecker says some research suggests THC can shrink parts of the brain with chronic use.
The three medical marijuana measures in 2018 for Missouri have no such regulation. So yes, that could be regulated. Yes, that can be measured, but these laws do not do that.
Lack of evidence in support of marijuana's efficacy is another concern. Stecker says there are a few conditions that marijuana has been proven to help treat, but even for those, there may be better options. If any measures pass, physicians will still have to decide if or how they will prescribe. Stecker adds that you can think of physicians' views of medical marijuana similarly to opioids.
We have a wide range of physician narcotic prescribing behavior, and we're going to have a wide range of physician marijuana prescribing behavior after one or more of those laws pass.
For Lonnie Kessler, if Amendment 2 doesn't pass, he says he has three limited options: to undergo major surgery, to get the drug illegally,
or I can try to pack up and move out of state and then leave my support system behind, my family behind.
Betsy Smith, KBIA News.